For the Alterelia School Spotlight today, we're joined by the high school band instructor, Corbett Butler. Corbett, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Doing pretty well. We're managing to keep pretty busy here at the school, so it's nice to take a breath and talk to you.
All right. Great to have you. So you had a few calendar items you wanted to touch on first?
Yeah, absolutely. The month of September just ripped by us. We just got done with homecoming week last week, so I know the teachers at least are ready to settle back into a normal routine. Got a lot of stuff going on here at Alterelia in the month of October. I'll talk mostly about the music department stuff. Obviously, there's tons going on in our athletics and fine arts. Most notably here, finishing out the month of September, we do have our picture day. That'll be Friday, September 30th at all of our schools. So make sure your kids comb their hair that morning and wear something nice. October 3rd, we'll kick off our first Monday of October with No School for the Kids. We'll be doing professional development with the teachers and the staff at school. The marching band has been working hard this fall. We've been doing a lot with our 2016 marching band show. And the kids will be going to the IHSMA State Marching Band Festival over in Sheldon on October 8th. That performance will be at 10:20, if anybody's interested in joining us at the Sheldon High School football stadium. Our show theme this year is The Sound of Simon, featuring music written by Paul Simon. So the kids really enjoy the music, and our crowd really have enjoyed it at our home football games as well. So you're more than welcome to join us if you are interested in Sheldon on October 8th. Our choirs have been preparing a lot this fall as well, kind of a double front. Our 7th through 12th grade choirs have been preparing for a fall concert. That'll be held in Alta this year on October 25th at 7 p.m. in the high school gym. And our high school kids have been working hard on the musical. We do a musical every year. This year's production is Guys and Dolls, which I hear is a very popular theme this year. A couple right. schools in our area doing that. That'll be held on November 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Roxy Theater. Those interested in ordering tickets, we usually have those available 2 to 3 weeks in advance. You can call the high school and speak to Shauna. That number is 712-200-1331.
All right, so lots to look forward to there, and something to look forward to this coming Monday, October 3rd, is the music department's Just Donate Night, and this is really your big ticket fundraiser for the year.
Yeah, this will be the fifth year that we've done this. We actually started doing this the first year I taught it out to Aurelia, and it's something that we really kind of like. A lot of organizations in our community do a lot of goods selling for fundraisers, and it's a great opportunity for the kids to get out and make some money for their organizations. But we just kind of look at it and we see an overload sometimes. So we tried 5 years ago just doing a Just Donate Night. We send the kids out to the homes in the Alta and Aurelia communities, and we just visit. We visit with people. We talk to the people in our community about our program. What are the kids excited about? What's something that they really enjoyed? A couple of years ago, we had the kids talk about our Nashville trip. We went to Nashville for our four-year trip and just kind of share that excitement for the program. We get done talking to those people, and we ask if they're willing to contribute to our music department. Our goal is to try and have the students meet those people in the community rather than just collecting a dollar amount. We're collecting opportunities to connect with people in our community, maybe invite them to concerts, get them out to the football games to cheer on the Warriors, and just to get to know them. It's really nice to see who is actually supporting our program in the community, and there's definitely a lot of people. We have a very strong community and program at our school. So purchases that we've made in the past with these, we've purchased brand new instruments. You said big ticket items, absolutely. We've done clinicians for our jazz band and jazz choir. Last year we bought a brand new sound shell. It looks and sounds great. We use that for all of our choir concerts. We bought chairs and stands for our rooms and other equipment just to help improve music education at Alta Aurelia. Our goal this year is we're going to try and improve the instrument inventory down at the middle school. We've done a lot of high school improvements in the last 4 years. This year for the fifth annual Just Donate Night, we'd like to help out the middle school. So I think marching percussion is towards the top of that list, and we're really excited to try and raise the money for our middle school program.
All right, so you're asking for monetary donations for that this coming Monday, October 3rd. And what are the hours, or what time frame can residents expect to be visited by music department students for that?
We'll be heading out about 6:45 on Monday evening. We'll go until about 8 o'clock. We don't want the kids to be out too late after dark. Uh-huh. We're asking kids to wear bright Warriors apparel. So they'll also be accompanied with an adult. So hopefully we don't have any kids that randomly go around and try and sour the deal for the whole community. But hopefully you'll recognize them when you see them. All of our donations, nothing is too great or too small. They're 100% tax deductible. We can provide you with a receipt upon request. We're looking for individuals and businesses, anyone that wants to help support our music department.
Hey, Corbett, thanks for the information. Good to hear from you, and all the best.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
You're welcome. High school band instructor Corbett Butler joining us for the Alt Aurelia School Spotlight on Mix 101.7.